Good morning, everybody. I'm really thrilled to be at the HITS conference this week. And what an absolutely fascinating panel. And any time that we can get a neuroscientist to acknowledge that we need to bring production costs down, that to me is a winning combination for a conference, for sure. And innovation and technology are such driving factors in our industry today, and really allowing us to take both productivity and collaboration to a whole new level. And it's really that collaboration that's at the center of a new suite of products from entertainment partners. And it's really about allowing the seamless integration of old manual processes. It's really at the core of what we're trying to provide to all of our studio and production partners. And it's certainly the case with our next speaker, Dave Abbott. And Dave, sitting here, is the Vice President of Production Finance at Fox Television Studios, and he oversees all aspects of finance and accounting for shows like American Crime Story, Homeland, The Americans, and many others. And he's going to speak with us this morning about how digitization is dramatically improving not only the production process, but it's also really improving how his finance, accounting, and production staff are working in the field. So let's welcome up Dave.
Good morning. Oh, that's nice.
Okay. So I have the honor this morning of speaking to you and giving you a case study in production going digital and what that means in a practical sense. And I'm honored, despite the fact that just being asked to do this infers that I am old enough to know what it was like before production went digital, which I am. And in fact, what I've done is I've brought for you the first slide is going to show you a behind-the-scenes photo of the first film that I ever worked on, and this is it. And those are the call sheets and production reports, and that's actually my first boss. And there he is telling a grip that he has to inscribe his time tablet. It just gets better from here. So, eventually production got away from stone tablets, which were very cumbersome and very difficult to file. We made our way to papyrus, and now we're at the pulp-based colored and white paper that everybody is kind of used to seeing. But that in itself is not good enough, and here's why. What you're seeing here are the accounting file boxes from the last season of American Crime Story Versace. Actually, what you're really seeing is about half of them. There are 83 in total. And each one of our productions sends in between 80 and 100 file boxes, just like these, and that's strictly from production accounting only. So, coming in today, I was thinking about the slides that I want to make for you, and I was kind of stressing out about it, to be frank, because I'm not great at putting together dense slides full of information about the statistical and economic data that I've done research on for resource management, and to tell you about how much paper we're using and how much money we could be saving and all of that, and then all of a sudden I had this epiphany two mornings ago. I just thought, I should just keep it simple. We're just going to stick to kind of the obvious facts. So here's what we're going to do. Obvious fact number one. Now, this is kind of a read-along, so if you wouldn't mind reading along with me here. Boring slides are boring, right? Okay, good. One more time. Let's try one more time. Very good. Very good. All right. Obvious fact number two. Come on. Right. Why? Because it's a fun slide. Yeah? Like I said, it just gets better and better. Okay. So here's obvious fact number three. Going digital makes things easier. Luckily for me and for many of you, we work in large companies, and We have terrific IT departments at Fox. My IT department is run by Alex Grimwade and Beverly Dembo, and they make really great investments in software and in technology that makes my life easier. They invest in outside products like Doxilla and Office 365 and Box, and these allow me to more easily move files around and have remote access. And then they also do internal development. We have a program, for example, named IDEA, which is a routing piece of software that allows us to move payment notices and authorizations and contracts from business affairs to production accounting for coding and then to production payroll for payment. Makes life a lot easier. But what I'm really here to talk to you about today and what I want to speak about is the products and innovations that are digitizing and automating the processes for our teams in the field and how these products are really changing the way that we do business. And what I'm talking about is EP Smart Start, which specializes in digital onboarding, which sounds like something you would do on a virtual boat. But in fact, what that is it's a it involves turning the new start hire packets that crews fill out when they are hired onto a show into a digital workflow from start to finish, really simplifying the process. And the other product is EP Smart Time, which is digital time cards, digital time keeping, and that's exactly what it sounds like. So here is the questionably obvious, maybe not so obvious, facts 4 and 5, restated for clarity. EP Smart Start is digital onboarding. And these smart packets that I just mentioned are traditionally stacks of paper containing crew deal memos and other company forms. And these papers can number as many as 25, usually between about 20 and 25. Every crew member is expected to fill them out by hand, and it is really unpleasant, tedious work, and people complain about it all the time. When I first started in the industry, by the way, those start packets were about 4 pages, and they just continue to grow. The second is, of course, EP Smart Time is digital time cards, and what this means is that the employee can now track their time using an app, turn in their times automatically. There's no more waiting on the employee weekly time card for the accounting office in the field, no more late payments because of missed time cards or late time cards. And the program actually automatically calculates the time cards in accordance with union and labor guidelines for the accountants. So this saves an enormous amount of time. We'll get to that. It's a job that we refer to as breaking time cards, and it used to be done by hand with a calculator. So let's expand a little bit on the benefits that we're seeing in the field as we're enjoying these innovations, okay? So we reduce paper usage. You saw, there's 83 boxes per show. Our productions use, on average, about 250,000 sheets of paper per season. That's about 1,250 reams. Now, for those of you who are into trees, one tree will net you about 17 reams of paper. So we're killing about 73 trees per show. What we're seeing with our shows that use Smart Start is about a 20% reduction in paper usage. That's an enormous amount. It's about 17 trees, which if you're a tree hugger like me, is fantastic. So we save time. As I mentioned, the onboarding process is normally repetitive and time-consuming. Employees can take between 15 to 45 minutes to fill out those star packets by hand. The processes for moving this paper around for approvals and submissions is also incredibly timely and cumbersome. Start packets and time cards get bundled into what we call a football, and they get sent back and forth between the production office and the set as they get sent around for signatures and approvals. It's a very sloppy and dangerous process, and it is prone to issues such as paper getting lost in the ensuing shuffle. Smart time actually simplifies this process. Let's see. Smart start simplifies this process. Smart time allows our production accountants to produce day cost reports faster. So because time is being entered automatically, it's happening on the go. If we want to know what a grip department cost on a certain day, like the day before, we have that instantaneously. It's a terrific program. It's turning processes that used to take days into hours. Digital onboarding and digital time cards save valuable amounts of money. In the paper savings I mentioned before, we're saving about $2,200 per production, which doesn't necessarily sound like a lot of money, but when you're a studio that has between 40 and 50 productions in a season, or maybe 50 and 75 in a year, that's an appreciable sum of money. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. Add to that the time savings and the labor and the other ancillary resources that go into processing these paper products. We're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars, perhaps into the millions. There are people who do the economics around that. They're much smarter than me. I'm sure I looked for studies. I couldn't find them. Maybe it's something we need to do at work. Compliance. Consistency, absolutely crucial to what we do. We have union and guild and labor guidelines that we have to follow at work. And when we don't, we get grieved. We get brought before the labor board. So, and these grievances take time. We have to research them. So having automation puts us into compliance. That compliance saves our lawyers' time. It saves our security team's time. They love it. Our labor specialists especially love that. These products improve our security immeasurably. I mentioned before how paperwork can be lost. These documents contain highly sensitive information. These are payroll documents. They contain social security numbers. They contain the amount of money people make. So knowing that these documents are now non-localized, they're in the cloud, they are safely encrypted, lets us all breathe a lot easier. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, all that complaining that I talked about, the crew complaining, it's reduced immensely. So we have shorter amounts of start time. Listen, anybody who's worked on a film or television crew knows the army marches on his stomach, and it does so the entire time while complaining. We are actually able to reduce our complaint time by a factor of 10 on each show. Do you believe that stat? Because I made it up. I completely made that up. It sounds good, so I'm just going to go with it. Okay. So listen, when I was thinking about how I was going to end this presentation, initially, I thought I would talk about where we're going and where I thought we were going in production process automation and where I would like to go. And then yesterday, I was talking to Alex Grimwade, and she said, you know, the people who go to this conference, they get together and they like to meet with their colleagues and talk about collaboration and see what they can do in the future together. But one of the things that they really enjoy is getting to listen to production executives from the studios like yourself talk about what they want to see in the future. So I was like, well, great, Alex. I mean, you just gave me a perfect close. I love having roomfuls of IT and tech professionals who want to hear what I want. That is awesome. I can just tell you what I want. So we're going to change the slide up. It's just going to be what I want. Okay, so quickly, innovative digital products that speak with each other. You know, the products that I talked about, Smart Time and Smart Start, they do talk to each other. It's great, but wouldn't it be wonderful if there was more collaboration, that we had more automation in all the departments on shows, and programs that spoke to each other? It would be terrific. Maybe we're getting into the more fantastical. How about RFID chips for the crew? Can we do that? Why not? I mean, look, we could just do away with Smart Start in a way where they wouldn't have to enter their times. They just chip them and they, we know, no? Okay, too Orwellian? All right, fine. Okay, driverless cars. Sorry, Teamsters. If I can nap between the time of leaving the office for the set and I don't have to pay Uber for it, great. Okay, finally, greater automation, universal basic income, and I would like all of our offices to look like this. Thank you very much. You've been a great audience. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. Thanks so much, Dave. You know, it's actually very heartwarming because about 5 years ago, we did an exercise at Mesa around digital start packages. The studios came to us and said, hey, let's get everybody on the same page. All the major providers were there, obviously EP being one of them. But it's really heartwarming to see, again, this path, the slow, steady path to innovation. And all the companies in that space are innovating. So speaking of paths, what we try to do with this HITS program is bring in different pieces, different parts, and turn it into a whole day. So this actually is tying some of the inspiration from the first sessions with some of the inspirations from the last sessions. And it's very important for me to note also a very special thank you to Felice Baumann-Poor for helping out with the program today. Let's give it a round of applause to Felice. That's very critical. So I think Felice assisted in all of the sections of the program, at least bringing one amazing person to the stage, and this is really where we're going to start. And she's our first keynote speaker. It's the morning keynote. She's talking about the power of inclusion. We had a wonderful prep call, and I'm very excited for this next speaker. So please join me in welcoming the head of global feature production for DreamWorks Animation, Ms. Jill Hopper.